Welcome to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. This is our ongoing feature that looks at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County through the lenses of the artists, creative workers, and businesses. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and your host, and I'm pleased to welcome Alvin Hill to the show. He is a technology-based artist. He is also the founder and artistic director of Media Ensemble, a program that offers young people a path to the arts as an alternative to the traditional band, orchestra, and choir model. Alvin, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have this conversation. As you describe it, your work combines projection, light, modular synthesis, and incorporates dance very often. I'd like to say that I completely get that, what that means and what it looks like, but honestly, I'd be fibbing. So why don't you describe what you do?
You know, it takes a lot of different forms, from, you know, performances, live performances, music performances, to installations that you might see in a gallery, to collaborations, as you mentioned, with dancers.
And with that, the technology aspect of it, what kind of tech are you incorporating?
Almost any tech that seems like it would support the performance. So if it's, if it's modular synthesis, if it's projection, if it's lighting, DMX-controlled lighting, or if it's computing in other ways, whatever supports the performance.
And I imagine that based on new technologies, that's always evolving.
It's very true. And one thing I try to be conscious of all the time is not to let the technology lead the performance or the creative part, and make sure that the technology is supporting the creative idea.
You know, when I hear and others hear, you know, it's technical and it's technology based, it seems like it's really kind of new and cutting edge. But you've been doing this work for 30 plus years. How have you seen this field, technology and the arts, evolve over that time?
You know, I'll tell a quick little story, because I first got really excited about technology and multimedia when I was about between 8 and 10 years old, and my father was a principal in the Detroit school system, and he took me to a performance at another school, and I'm going to date myself, but this was, they had like these giant slide projectors, and there was dance and there was music, and I was just really taken by that. And so I think that was the sort of impetus for my own practice. But yeah, I've seen things change a lot from that slide projector to now the projectors that we have now, and it's come quite a ways. And I think that's part of the excitement for me, is this ever-changing landscape where, you know, I can dig into new things and be able to create new works of art.
Well, you know, that's interesting, the slide projector thing. That's how we used to do it at Art Train, with the introductions to our exhibitions. And then, of course, that evolved to video and other things. So I get it. So you've worked with some really impressive ensembles and at pretty impressive venues. You've worked with the Alley Theater Company, the DIA, the Detroit Institute of the Arts, and the Kennedy Center as a couple of examples. You know, one of the things that when we're talking about artists and how they work and how they get jobs, they often express the challenge of getting their work out there and connecting with, you know, venues like this. How did you, an artist living and working in Ann Arbor and Detroit, get connected to, for example, the Alvin Ailey Company?
I used to work with a couple of incredible dancers, and one of them was just so hungry to find opportunities. And, I have to admit, I have never been the best at networking and making connections. But But, you know, I think that some of my most successful collaborations have been just that, where everybody sort of leans into the things that they are really good at. And so where I was bringing the technology and the music in that particular collaboration, you know, this other dancer was bringing this incredibly, you know, cutting edge and beautiful choreography and her ability to really get out there and hustle and find opportunities. And so I have to give her the credit for finding that particular opportunity with the Alvin Ailey Theater. And, you know, we were all from the Ann Arbor area, and we had this opportunity to go out there and be part of a show there.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, what you're describing is creating community and connections, and those things often lead to others. You know, the ripple effect is pretty awesome. 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact continues with technology-based multimedia artist Alvin Hill. So in addition to your performance career, you've invested a lot of your talent in youth. I learned about your work, as a matter of fact, when you applied for and received one of the City of Ann Arbor's ARPA fundings for the arts grants and for the media ensemble. I always have to mention this. Creative Washtenaw administered those grants for the city. So tell us about Media Ensemble.
Media Ensemble has changed a lot. I started Media Ensemble right before the pandemic, and actually we were a group that was trying to support underrepresented artists technologically mm-hmm. in non-traditional spaces. And then the pandemic hit, and there were no performances. And so I went through, you know, a bit of reorganizing and redirecting, and I had always loved working with young people, and so I sort of leaned back into that direction with Media Ensemble.
Programs designed to be an alternative to traditional lines to the arts, why is that important?
Well,
and I'm not challenging you.
Yeah. It's a lot of, I think a lot of people assume that, you know, all young people are going to be able to connect with how the arts are presented in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really just believe that the arts are really important. And as we've seen arts disappear in schools, you know, I believe it's really important for young people to be exposed to the arts and to have that opportunity to be creative. And because I don't think everybody can connect to the sort of traditional band structure, I think it's important to present another path for young people to come to the creative arts.
So you're doing a project, and have been now for a couple, 3 years, at Scarlet Middle School. Is this an after-school program? How is it funded, and what exactly takes place?
It is an after-school program, and originally it started as part of a course at U of M, and then I wanted a little bit more freedom with how I presented things, and you know, I happened to see this grant, and, you know, it was a wonderful opportunity because there aren't a lot of grants out there like that.
No, you're right.
For, you know, and so, you know, it was an incredible way for me to continue to fund this program.
That's great. We have just a minute or so left. Can you give us a very quick synopsis of what you take the kids through?
So at the core of it, it's a electronic music production
program.
We call it Beat Club. And so students get to learn a little bit how to use software to create music. They learn a little bit about composition and music theory. And they all, you know, create something by the end of it that we post on Bandcamp. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. But at the same time, you know, if young people show up in our room who want to draw, they can draw the artwork for the album. So it's all about supporting creativity.
And helping them find their creative thread.
Absolutely.
Well, that's wonderful. Thanks for sharing a bit about your work and what you're doing with Media Ensemble, and we've been pleased to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Alvin Hill, director of the Media Ensemble, a technology-based arts program for youth. Find out more about him and his work at WEMU.org. You've been listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. Matt Hobson is our producer. Please join us every Tuesday to meet the people who make Washtenaw creative. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti Public Radio from Eastern Michigan University.